We are back on the big show that I like to call it, Community Connection, here on KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI at 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com, where we load up all of our podcast interviews. Yeah, anytime you hear something audio-wise on the station, you can refer back to that at KGMI.com. Just click on podcast, scroll down, Community Connection. All of our interviews are there, phone numbers and websites and things like that, just in case you missed it. So, Marcia Neal, my good friend, Vibrant USA since 2005, up to date on the latest Medicare, is in studio with me now. Hold on. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Oh, he said it. He said it. Well, it's December, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Everybody's planning. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Okay. So last month you were here. You told me how tired, how exhausted, how you had to take a nap throughout the day because you were right in the middle of a Medicare enrollment period. How you doing now, huh?
I don't think I got one nap, but it has been a very busy season. Yeah. And, you know, it's so nice talking with my clients, and every year it just amazes me how patient they are working with my crazy schedule. And I just feel very blessed to have the opportunity to work with all these wonderful people that I get to work with in my job.
Yeah, are you breathing a sigh of relief, though?
Yeah, I mean, we always kind of look forward to December 7th. It's kind of we get to breathe.
So, yeah, for a day or so. Yep. Anyway, you ever think about taking like a vacation immediately when it's all over?
No, well, we still got individual plans to think about. So, all right.
Well, we got listeners that had their own personal challenges. So, if folks were ill, were they out of town, anything, you know, they had conflicts, they were not able to review their Medicare plans in time. We kept telling them they're on the clock, you know, December 7th, December 7th, December 7th. Do they have any options just in case?
Well, that's a good question. Okay. So Medicare has another enrollment period called the Medicare Advantage Plan Open Enrollment Period.
Yeah.
And there won't be any advertising for this enrollment period, so those ads on TV are not about this.
Okay.
But after January 1st, it gives folks on a Medicare Advantage plan who maybe were sick or changed into a plan their doctor doesn't accept one more opportunity to make a change.
Oh, so they're not lost after all. That's cool. So if somebody missed the 7th deadline, they can still make a change after the 1st of the year, after January 1st?
Yes.
Okay.
So this period runs from January 1st to March 31st and only applies to folks in Medicare Advantage plans. They have one opportunity to change to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or they can drop their Medicare Advantage plan and go back to original Medicare and pick up a supplement and a Part D drug plan if they want to and qualify. And just a note about enrollment periods, if you qualify for low-income subsidy or extra help with your prescriptions or on Medicare and Medicaid, you can change plans once every quarter. So let us know if that's you and we can still assist you throughout the year.
I don't know. Is it really that important to review it this late in the game?
You know, plans change every year, Bill. Uh-huh. I think it's important to review your current coverage and make sure it still meets your needs. The premium, medications covered, network of doctors, benefits, they could have changed. You wanted to make sure you're in the plan that best fits your needs for 2023. Have one more opportunity to change your plan between January 1st and March 31st can be a game changer for folks.
Hang on, I'm just writing all these dates down. I gotta do that. Okay, so that's for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
But the deadline for individual open enrollment, that's coming up too, right?
Right.
The
deadline actually was extended this year to January 15th. So, however, I still recommend folks review their plans by December 15th. So that's coming up. If you want to add, drop, or change your individual and family plan for January 1st, effective date. Most folks with individual plans will automatically be rolled over into the new year on their current coverage, but not all. So the Washington Health Plan Finder may require you update your account information, and if you fail to do so, they could cancel your coverage December 31st. Hmm. So if folks miss this deadline, then they have between December 16th and January 15th to roll or change their plan for February 1st effective date. So it gives them one extra opportunity to make a change before January 15th.
You got all these dates you got to remember.
I know.
But let me remind you again, if we're zipping through these too fast, if you go back to our website, kgmi.com, you can click on podcast and scroll down to Community Connection Vibrant USA, and you can get all those dates, once again. So, I made fun of you saying that, after open enrollment that you just just, you know, kick back, smoke a cigar, play a little Jenga, you know, but you're really still busy. You people should not be delaying. I'm assuming they should give you a buzz, make sure they're on the right plan.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially what we're finding is a lot of times January is kind of the date that people set for I'm going to change jobs, or I'm going to retire, or mm-hmm. they're just it's kind of that time. So our Decembers get really busy with people, maybe get laid off. Let's say I was seasonal, or they, you know, the company is making changes for 2023.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden these people are left without their insurance. And so we like that there's this extra time, but we stay very, very busy all the way. I mean, all year round, but, you know, especially this time of year.
Best way to contact you, what? Hit you up on the website, Facebook, what?
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Well, you can always catch us on the website. But I will just want to remind you guys that we're still taking doing those educational webinars for people on Medicaid, Medicare, I mean. Mm-hmm. We do those twice a month. One of them is at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30. And these are a great way to learn the basics of Medicare. Or we also post informational videos on the basics of Medicare on our website. And our website is vibrantusa.com. And to find out those dates that are being held, you can visit our website or you can call us and get an appointment with a local agent in person by phone or do the video chat. Mm-hmm. So our phone number, our toll-free number is 1-866-733-5111. And again, you can visit us on our website at vibrantusa.com, or we have a site on Facebook that has lots of great information. And mm-hmm. we put updates to Medicare and individual stuff on there so people can keep informed of things that are changing. Mm-hmm. So it's a great place to go if you want to get some up-to-date information on Facebook.
I was just thinking about the webinars. Do you have to sign up for those, or do you just click in, or how does that work?
What you want to do is you need to call us and get the date, and then we can email you the link to that you're on that webinar on time.
I think we talked to you about this last time. You don't have to turn on your video cam. You don't have to get dressed up or anything, right? So they can just watch. Yeah. Do you do the seminars, by the way?
I don't.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I used to do them all the time when they were in person, but we have a couple of really talented agents that do those webinars, and they're really nice because you can actually ask questions. The one who is presenting is happy to answer questions right there with everybody, and it really becomes a very personal thing mm-hmm. that you can get some good information and ask your questions that you have.
I hear the audience saying right now, we want Marcia. We want Marcia. You need to show up on those webinars sometimes.
Oh, so well, maybe.
You're like me. You're afraid of the camera, aren't you? I'm just like, I think I'll pass on that. Let's give them the contact info again, the website and your telephone number if they want to reach you.
So again, so a great way to connect with us is through our website at Vibrant, V-I-B-R-A-N-T, like the color, mm-hmm. USA.com. You could call our toll-free number, 866-733-5111, mm-hmm. or you can look us up on Facebook and connect with us that way. And that's a great way to get all the kind of updated news that are coming down from Medicare and individual mm-hmm. to keep folks informed.
Okay. Well, I know you won't be visiting with us again until after the new year. I hope you have, number one, a great holiday, and number two, when you come back in the new year, you're going to be able to catch your breath a little bit?
I will, but I also can tell people about some enrollment periods. I won't be able to talk about the one for January.
No.
But individuals, we'll talk about those. And then we'll talk about folks who maybe are looking at retiring in 2023 and how to get in early and get some information that might help them make some decisions.
How about we'll see you back in a few weeks?
Sounds great.
Nice. Marcia Neal with Vibrant USA. We'll continue with Community Connection here in just a moment on KGMI.